Here I am.
Is that Junior Brown?
Oh, yeah.
I was just trying to get down there. You know, when you sing, you sing a lot lower than you sound in real life. How's that?
I don't know. It comes out.
Maybe it's just the phone. I don't know. Junior Brown on the horn, ladies and gents. And he's going to be playing live, I think, around 5 o'clock this coming Saturday at the Mineshaft Tavern. Definitely not the first time you've played there. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I played there over the years, yeah. And wonderful place. I lived in Sirius for a long time back in the early 70s. So
I have a friend of mine went to high school with you, matter of fact. Yeah, his name's Greg.
Okay.
Greg Weston. He says, how's old Jamie? You talked to Jamie lately?
Yeah, I remember Greg. Yeah, you bet.
So it's been what, a couple of years since you were here? Were you here last year?
I think it's been a couple of years since the mine shaft. I played up there in Bernalillo, there at Tommy Fenton's place. Trying to remember the name of it. The Range.
Oh yeah.
Range Cafe. You
they
know,
got some
have,
good grub in there.
Yeah. So I'm there from time to time, and I'm looking forward to catching up. You know, it's been a little while.
Is there a new record out? Because all I got's old ones.
Well, there is. There's a new one coming out very soon, within the next, you know, 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And I'm real excited about it.
You working on it out there in Texas? Where are you at now?
Yeah.
Texas?
Well, I'm stretched out between Texas and Oklahoma, but I do my recording down in Austin, and I've got this album I'm really excited about. I've written all but one of the songs on it, and really some of my best work, I think. So it's going to be a long, long overdue release.
All right. Now, you've been playing professional for an awfully long time. Probably, what, I want to say 25 years. Is that about right?
No way. Almost double that.
Double? You've been playing professional for 50 years? How did you start when you was 2?
Well, I'm 60 now, so I started playing there out at the Bourbon and Blues and the place called the Playmore Club in Santa Fe there, on the edge of town. The Turf Club, I played out there. Turf Club's still there, by the way. I think the building is still there. It hasn't been occupied in a while. And
well, shoot. All right. Well, it kind of
– in Albuquerque, you know, I played a lot in Albuquerque, the Caravan East and the Tower and all that stuff, you know.
Holy smoke. So the scene, if there's a scene in New Mexico, you pretty much started it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's where I started. And then, you know, and then we got with, later on, I got with a little group called the Last Mile Ramblers, who I'm sure you remember, and we played at the Golden Inn, which was a real, well-known club for music, and kind of built that up over time, you know.
Whew! I remember seeing you at the Paramount. Now that was a while back, but I remember being quite impressed with your guitar picking prowess. And I figured, well, he don't look that old. Maybe he started practicing when he was 2, and you know, like Olympic athletes do nothing but do that one thing until the time they go pro. But if you've been on the scene that long, you've had a lot of practice.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I mean, I could go back even further to a place called the Pit Club, which was a little teen dance hall out there on Second Street off Sirius Road. And you want to, you know, there may be some of your listeners that might actually know somebody who knows somebody who remembers being in that place.
Was that back before the Smiths on Sirius was Skaggs, like way, way back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was before the Plaza Princesa was even there. This was back in 66, 67, 1968.
My land.
Ancient history, you know, battles of the bands. We'd have these battles of the bands where you know, winner take all.
I had no idea that your history went back so far. I apologize.
Yeah, well, I'm mentioning all this because it's Santa Fe. You know, I wouldn't say it if people that wouldn't.
And you know how Santa Fe is. People still talk about, say, I'll meet you at the Skaggs or the Big Boy. They're not here no more, but you know, everybody knows where it is.
That's exactly
where it used to be. Now, are you coming in? Are you coming in solo? Or you got a band coming with you?
Oh yeah, I got my band.
From the record that's coming out.
Yeah. What's that? I didn't hear you.
Was it? Is it the band from the record, or did you? Do you have guys that you take with you on the road?
Yeah, I have. I have a band that I take with me on the road, and then I have studio guys. Sometimes members of the band, depending on the combination of guys I need for a particular song, you know. So, I just fill in the blanks. But I've always got a good band, you know. That's part of it. You got to have a good band.
Well, every time I've seen you, you did. You got a special kind of guitar. Any folks that ain't never seen you, they might not know. Why don't you try and explain it a little bit? I know we can't show pictures on the radio, but.
Yeah, it's called a Git Steel, and it's a combination of a guitar and a steel guitar, a double neck type of thing, and I can switch between the two instruments while I'm singing, and it's kind of my own little thing. It's my something I came up with back in the early 80s.
Did you build it yourself, or did you have somebody build it for you?
I had a guy make it. I've got a few of them now, and I've even got a pedal version of it where you have a pedal steel for the steel guitar part. So it's served me well, and it's become a real trademark for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play a place called the Lion Camp?
Yeah, I did. I remember a long time ago sitting in out there, and then I believe I actually played out there with the Billy Spears band, but I'm not sure. I know I sat in with some people out there.
Heavens to
Betsy. That used to be called, it was originally called the Pewaukee Canteen, you know.
Oh, I did not know.
Yeah, the whole thing was covered with mill ends that they'd gotten up there and from that sawmill up nearby there, and it was kind of, but it was a big building, and you could get a lot of folks in there.
Oh yeah, well, it's the building's still there. It's an antique store or something now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now the new album's going to be out soon. Do you have a date set for it yet, or is it still in progress?
No, it's still. It's still being worked on, but, you know, it should about 2 or 3 months, it ought to be out.
All right. Now, folks can folks Facebook you or something and get a notice that says, hey, the album's going to come out on such and such a date?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on juniorbrown.com, and we'll take you to the website and everything. So it'll be available through that.
All righty. Well, sure looking forward to your playing on Saturday. I wish I could make it out there, but you know, between you and me, a friend of mine, and really, actually, two friends of mine are getting married to each other on Saturday, and I got to be there, and it happens to be right when you're taking the stage.
Oh, I see. Well,
I don't suppose I could convince you to come play the wedding, and then I could do both.
Hey, money talk. Come up with a price, man. We can do something.
Oh, man, the mine chef will be so mad at me if I take you away from their festivities. I know they're looking forward to it, and it's a 2-day thing. Are you into the food, the Cajun food and all that?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
You know, when you eat the crawfish, it don't seem like you get much meat from any individual one, but when you get a plate of about 200 of them, you're all right. And it's spicy, it's good.
You got to eat a lot of those little boogers.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
So they got the crawfish, and they got the barbecue. They got all kinds of stuff going on at the mine shaft to go along with the fine, fine music. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior Brown, go out and check him out. He's on stage around 5 o'clock is what I hear this coming Saturday. But there's good food and good music, noon to 7. Both Saturday and Sunday, so go check it out. And I want to thank you, sir, for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Look forward to you down the road someplace.
All right. Take care.
Bye.